KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06 with mostly clear skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic, our overnight low 61. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, the Cass County K-9 unit was involved in the apprehension early this morning of two suspects in Pottawatomie County. Now, full details are not currently available at this time, but according to Sheriff's Deputy Kyle Quist, a vehicle pursuit ended with a crash in Pott County at 290th and York Road. Two suspects ran from the vehicle and were located by the K-9 unit at a tree line east of where they wrecked the vehicle. And we'll have more details on this story when they're released to us. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 disc mower conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
Well, firefighters from Adair, Anita, and Wyota were called to a reported structure fire early this morning about 3 miles southwest of Adair in Adair County. Adair Deputy Fire Chief Scott Harkins told KJAN News the call from the Oliver residence at 1407 Cedar Avenue came in at around 3:19 a.m. Firefighters from Anita and Wyota were paged out to assist Adair Fire about 25 minutes later. Harkins says the fire appears to have started in the attic and was electrical in nature. The flames then spread to the insulation and woodwork. There were no injuries reported. Harkins says there was minimal fire damage, but the house did sustain smoke and water damage, although no dollar amount of that damage was immediately available. A Clarinda man was listed in critical condition following a crash between a van and a semi-tractor trailer Tuesday afternoon in Clarinda. The State Patrol says 79-year-old Charles Bashore was flown by LifeNet helicopter to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha following the crash at the intersection of 8th Street and the Highway 2 and 71 bypass at around 12:23 p.m. Officials say a 2004 Chrysler van driven by Bashore was traveling north on 8th Street and came to the intersection with Highways 2 and 71. The van left the stop sign and was hit by the 2007 Peterbilt semi, driven by 62-year-old Richard Schaefer of Carroll and registered to Krause Transportation Services, LLC, in Carroll. Schaefer was not injured in the crash. The Iowa State Patrol says a Wisconsin man who was critically injured during a motorcycle crash Monday evening in Pottawatomie County has died. Officials report 52-year-old Michael S. Rismeyer of Deloitte, Wisconsin, who had been flown by helicopter from the scene of the crash to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, died from his injuries early Tuesday morning. That accident happened around 5:45 p.m. Monday during the Interstate 80-680 split in Pottawatomie County. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports an Anita man has been charged with possession of marijuana and possession of drug paraphernalia. The charges filed against 27-year-old Robbie Troy Matheny stem from a traffic stop on Sunday. Matheny is scheduled to appear in court tomorrow morning. And 36-year-old Angela Marie Weaver of Exira was arrested Saturday evening following a traffic stop on Highway 71 near 310th Street. The Sheriff's Department says Weaver was charged with OWI first offense. She posted a $1,000 cash bond and was released from custody. She's also scheduled to appear in court tomorrow. Police in Atlantic yesterday reported three people were arrested over the 4th of July holiday weekend. 23-year-old Joseph Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on charges which included interference with official acts, public intoxication, and assault on a peace officer. That same day, 24-year-old Jeffrey Knight of Atlantic was arrested for fifth-degree theft. And on Monday, 21-year-old Darnell Coleman of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault. All three men were booked into the Cass County Jail. Authorities in Clarinda are investigating a burglary that took place over the weekend at the Clarinda High School. Police Chief Keith Brothers said his department was informed about the incident when it was discovered early Saturday morning. Responding officers confirmed someone forced their way into the building through a door on the west side of the school. The person or persons involved in the incident gained entry to the building by breaking the glass on the door. Once inside, they broke into several classrooms and stole an undetermined number of items. School officials were working to conduct an inventory in an attempt to determine what was missing. If you have any information about that incident, you're asked to call the Clarinda Police Department at 712-542-2194. And your anonymous tip may make you eligible for a cash reward of up to $1,000 if the information leads to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the crime. A federal judge in Wyoming has sentenced a Western Iowa man to 15 years in prison for production of child pornography. U.S. District Judge Alan Johnson Tuesday sentenced 30-year-old Gabriel Simmons of Ottawa. Simmons pleaded guilty in April in exchange for prosecutors dropping three other related charges against him. He had posed as an employee of a modeling agency and persuaded a Wyoming teenager to send him sexually explicit images of herself over the internet. Prosecutors say Simmons had threatened to send photos to the girl's family and school if she didn't continue to send him more. The then 14-year-old girl contacted law enforcement last July. Simmons apologized in court, saying he was sorry for the pain, confusion, and embarrassment that he caused the girl. The American Red Cross has opened a 24-hour shelter in Council Bluffs to help people there affected by the flooding along the Missouri River. Red Cross officials said the clinic opened last evening at the First Assembly of God Church in Council Bluffs. The shelter will provide meals, minor first aid, referrals, and a safe place to stay. Officials say other shelters remain on standby in counties along the river in both Iowa and Nebraska. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad is set to visit three flood-damaged towns here in western Iowa. Branstad and Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Administrator Brigadier General Derek Hill are set to visit with local officials in Blencoe, Missouri Valley, and Pacific Junction today. The governor's office also says that Iowa Homeland Security and Management Division and Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Small Business Administration, and county officials will begin to conduct assessments in six counties beginning today. Branstad has asked U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack last week for a secretarial disaster designation for Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. And U.S. Senator Tom Harkin is urging U.S. Ag Secretary Vilsack to approve crop disaster relief for western Iowa in the wake of flooding along the Missouri River. Harkin made his plea in a letter to Vilsack, the former Iowa governor. Harkin says a secretarial disaster designation would provide money from USDA programs, emergency loans, and supplemental revenue assistance payment programs to help producers recover from the loss of crops and damage to farmland, livestock, facilities, and buildings. Harkin says, again, those designated counties are Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
You can't accurately predict the weather, nor can you count on when or how long your window of opportunity will be. So when it's time to make hay, you want hay equipment that cuts hay fast in a way that allows fast drying and a baler that makes tight, weather-resistant bales that are tender enough that your livestock will eat the whole bale. You want hay equipment from New Holland.
Our customers appreciate New Holland's 7450 Dismore conditioner with its 13-foot cutting width and 10-foot conditioning rolls that get the hay down and dry in a short order. And with New Holland's BR7090 baler, you don't have to put up with saggy bales or bales that are so hard in the center that livestock won't eat at all.
With the unpredictable weather we've had, isn't it time you made the move to New Holland Hay Equipment? Right now you can choose from a number of used models as well as new equipment, and there's attractive financing on all of it. Call today, Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland Hay Equipment dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
And in our funeral announcements, 81-year-old Mary Beth Rodercus of Harlan died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Rodercus will be held today at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 70-year-old Keith Cabbage of Bridgewater died Sunday. Funeral services for Keith Cabbage will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. 73-year-old Ross Martison of Elkhorn died Friday. Funeral services for Ross Martison will be held on Thursday, tomorrow at 10:30, at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. 77-year-old John Henry Query Jr. of Erling died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for John Henry Query Jr. will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday. Funeral services for Millie Peterson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. That is a check of the news here on KJAN. This report brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.